Israel 7, Juliet, Oscar, Papa, and my daughter, Elena.
Juliet, Oscar, Papa.
And we just wanted to say hi and hope you guys have a great night, and thank you for taking our check-in. 7-3. Say 7-3.
That was so cute. Juliet, Oscar, Papa. Did you say her name was Layla?
No, I'm a Layla.
Elena is her name.
Elena, well, that's much prettier. How old is Elena?
I'm like
4.
Oh, 4 years old. A big girl now.
Thank you for taking our check-in. Hope you guys have a great night. 7-3. 7-3? Oh, she's blowing you kisses.
Oh, that's so cute. Night, night, Elena.
Yeah, and do some hugs there, too, for Elena. Okay, 7-3.
7-3.
Okay, we're at 8:30, but we don't want to leave anybody behind. Any last-minute check-ins for the ice cap net? Okay, one more call. Any more check-ins for the ice cap net? All right, then. We don't have any actual ending spiel, so we'll just say thank you to all 18, was it,
18
Janine?
People, yeah, 18 that checked in with us tonight.
That checked in with us this evening. And I'm not sure who's next week who's doing it.
Probably James.
No, I don't think so. I'm not sure. Well, anyway, join us here same time, 8 o'clock Wednesday, for another version of the Ice Cap.
It'll be a mystery.
Yeah, mystery NCO there. So everyone have a great evening. Try and stay warm and dry. 7-3. This is Victor Echo 7 Bravo November.
And Victor Alpha 7 Juliet November November Janine.
Have a good one.
Just a heads up, next week it will be Bob, Romeo Papaya X-ray.
Oh, I thought you were talking about another net. Okay, very good. We will be listening for you, Bob.
Okay, I better engrave the date on the wall so I don't forget. Anyway, thanks you two for taking it tonight. And I do believe it's Chris on the 19th. I don't know if they got anyone for the 26th yet, but I'll be here next week. Thanks again. 73V7RPX.
Yeah, 7-3. Chris confirmed that he'll be doing it the week after yours. So.
My goodness, Bob. Are you keeping a tally of how many nets you're running?
I don't have enough fingers or toes to announce, but let's see. I did do, okay, ChaosNet on Monday. North Shore ClubNet. And, of course, today, Health and Welfare Net. Tomorrow, Health and Welfare Net. And then hopefully the ChaosNet again, depending on family commitments. So that's my roster of duties for this week.
You are one busy man. What did you do when you worked for a living? My goodness.
Fortunately, when I really got into this, I was semi-retired, partly because I was it was COVID that retired us.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that's happened to a lot of people.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that retire right around that time.
Yep, beginning of April of 2020. That's when they gave us the boot. And then they started up again about 6 months later, and they asked me if I wanted to come back. But I said, no, after 14 years and 2.5 months, I figured I was done.
And I retired right then as well, but mine was, we had pre-planned that like a year or two beforehand, but my last day was supposed to be right at the end of March 2020, yeah, 2020, which it was, but yeah, and then, of course, COVID broke out right, you know, on no birthday party, no retirement party, nothing. Bye-bye. But it was all good.
Yeah, they just pulled the plug, turned off the lights and shut the door. Anyway, that's the way it went with a lot of organizations. But hey, that's all right. Actually, I popped around to the place yesterday just to say hi to everybody and bum a free cup of coffee from the lunchroom because it was almost lunchtime. So no, it's all good. Anyway, we'll let you go, and thanks again for running the show tonight.
Very nice, Bob. You have a really nice evening, and we'll probably talk to you again tomorrow.
Yeah, catch you later, Bob.
7-3.
Oops, someone trying to get in there.
Is that Jonathan trying to check in? Who is that trying to get in? I thought it might have been CJB there. Is there a station trying to get in?
Huh. I don't hear him on the input.
Yeah, I was looking at the meter to see if it was coming from the valley, but try it again, that station. I'll keep a better ear and eyes going. Nada. Nothing. Sorry.
Victor Echo 7, Quebec, Mike Charlie.
Yeah, sorry for the delay there, Michelle. I thought I was here and trying to get in again. Victor Echo 7, Quebec, Mike, Charlie, good evening there, Michelle.
Yeah, Victor Echo 7, Quebec, Mike, Charlie, Michelle here. Thank you. I just wanted to do a little quick in and out check-in. Just kind of hopped on a few minutes ago and was, you know, casually listening. Yeah, I'm not too sure if there's any discussions tonight, but yeah.
No, we just came in here and just finished up, but I'm glad we got you in here. Hopefully you're staying warm and dry from the not-so-nice night outside.
Well, that's good. I caught the tail end of it. Yes, definitely staying nice and dry tonight. All right, well, thank you very much for taking my check-in. Hopefully everyone else has a great rest of the night, too, and 7-3.
All right, Michelle, thanks for checking in here at Ice Cabinet. 7-3 for now. This is Victor Echo 7, Bravo November. We'll be monitoring for a short bit.
Oh, it's Blaine.
Yeah, sure was. Okay, Blaine, we pulled you. We have pulled out about three letters. We bring milk with Victor Alpha 7. We bring milk. Go ahead.
Yeah, just coming into Souk on high power on my dual band antenna, unfortunately, but I know you're not getting most of this, but yeah, good evening, Janine and Mike, good evening, Paul, good evening, Michelle.
Well, actually, your signal's starting to come up a bit. It's still not what I would call award-winning, but it's come up a bit.
Yeah, I'm just getting into the Souk, and I've got a window here through the mountains.
Okay, yeah, I'm not hearing you on the input either to my station, but there's a lot of terrain between you and me.
Yeah, QS, no, I got a bit of a shot through the hills here. I have a bit of a shot through the hills to the repeater, so the higher I get here, the better the signal will come up, right?
Well, I'm glad you made it in here, because you rounded out the number to 20 check-ins.
Roger that. Thanks. Good evening to you. And
looks like you're going behind that hill again. Okay, well, we got the tail, almost that anyway. All right, Blaine, 7-3, say hi to Rhonda if you can still hear us, and we'll catch you later.